covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor. This is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
All right, my, how things have changed. You know, just a short while back, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, had reportedly threatened to quit if Andrew McCabe was forced out or fired from the agency. McCabe, who has been a lightning rod, and a lot of people have wondered about his impropriety, his impartiality, and his ability to do the job. His wife, by the way, got $700,000 in a bid for public office in Virginia from Terry McAuliffe, a close friend of the Clintons and a big part of the Democratic machine, is Terry McAuliffe. Well, here's the irony. If you believe in coincidence and irony, here it is. Christopher Wray went to Capitol Hill on Sunday to look at the four-page memo put together by the House Intel Committee. It's all part of this release the memo rage. And the following day, yesterday, McCabe is gone. Andrew McCabe is gone the following day, stepping down, saying, well, I'm going to take vacation. He abruptly left around noon, gave no warning, and all of a sudden he's on vacation until the end of his term so he can be fully vested in his retirement. The word is he was forced out. The word is he was forced out for a variety of reasons. He is apparently referred to many times in this memo, which could come out as early as today, by the way. This memo could be out as early as today, which will show what we believe is a very harsh light on how the FISA warrants were obtained in the investigation of Carter Page and wiretapping of Trump Tower. A harsh light on Andrew McCabe and other members of the Department of Justice and FBI, including Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, no relation to Carter. And in fact, we're told this is just the beginning of many resignations and possible firings at the FBI now that Andrew McCabe is gone. Christopher Wray apparently is going to target others, having read the memo. So shocked was he that the following day, Andrew McCabe is gone from his job, accused of changing Form 302, among other things. That's going back and changing the FBI official reports from field agents on reports and investigations, going back and adjusting those and changing those to get the result he actually wanted. So trust me, this is a big deal. A very big deal. Now, the president has 5 days. He could potentially hold this back. He could block the memo from being released. Don't expect that to happen. Democrats in full-on panic that this is going to be released. Full-on panic. No other way to look at it. You look at what's going on with Strzok and Page. Now, Strzok might get fired outright as well, we're told, as a result. Now, a lot of the best reporting that we've seen coming from Sarah Carter, and she says it's a direct cause and effect, McCabe resigning after Wray read that memo. Sarah Carter reporting last night that McCabe apparently lashed out at his colleagues when he was told he would be asked to resign immediately. That, according to sources inside the building. McCabe, who is facing 3 federal inquiries for conflicts of interest during his time at the FBI, is one of the numerous names mentioned in the classified memo detailing FISA abuse and more. This, again, coming from Sarah Carter, who's done just fabulous work. The federal inquiries into allegations against McCabe, who is expected to resign in March. See, he was going to step down in March. We knew that. All of a sudden, he's out the door instantly. He's been a central figure in the ongoing Russia investigation against the president, also part of the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz's ongoing review into the FBI's handling of former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server to send classified information. The Horowitz investigation could prove more problematic to people at the FBI and the DOJ than anything else, at least so far. According to Sarah Carter, there are people lining up in the Bureau to go after McCabe. There will be a cleanup at the Bureau of his cronies as well. According to several U.S. officials, McCabe's government communications were collected as part of the ongoing DOJ Inspector General's investigation. That is expected to be completed, Horowitz's investigation, by March. Of course, the FBI's official position is, we have no comment. But last night, the House Intel Committee voted to release that controversial surveillance memo to the public. And this is something that people have been demanding for a couple of weeks now. Adam Schiff coming out saying it's a sad day. The motion passed on a party line basis, he said. Well, yeah, there is that possibility. Because we're all coming to the conclusion that there's a lot of monkey business going on, a lot of things going on behind the scenes that we've long suspected and can finally confirm. And this is the kind of thing that could create big problems for the Democratic Party in the midterm elections. Last week, a top Justice Department official just won, by the way, because the narrative from the left is, well, the Justice Department says the memo should not be released. One person urged House Intel Chair Devin Nunes not to release the memo, saying it would be an extraordinarily reckless thing to do and could harm national security and so on and so forth. But Trey Gowdy and a whole host of other people that I trust, at least in that regard, said they have read the memo and there's nothing to be concerned with as far as national security. And it is striking to note that the day after Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, reads the memo, McCabe is kicked to the curb. Wouldn't it be great to see this today? Could be the biggest news day of our lives. State of the Union and the memo, all in one fell swoop. Hell yeah. 25 after. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show.